I'm Ashley Negron with the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General, speaking with Jill Chernosky, a project manager in our Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we'll be discussing a very important topic, a topic that has generated congressional interest and has been widely covered by media outlets, including USA Today, lead smelter sites. While many factories that once melted lead, a process known as lead smelting, closed their doors long ago, poisonous lead particles can still be found in the soil nearby. According to a USA Today article, in hundreds of neighborhoods across the United States, children are living and playing near sites where factories once spewed lead and other toxic metal particles into the air. Jill, can you explain to our listeners what exactly smelter pollution is?
The pollution found at the historical smelter sites was identified by the EPA as lead and possibly other heavy metals that contributed to environmental contamination in soil or dust.
What are the risks of smelter pollution?
Lead is a naturally occurring element that can be harmful to humans, especially children under the age of 6 when ingested or inhaled. According to the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, the effects of lead are the same whether it enters the body through breathing or swallowing. Lead poisoning can cause a number of adverse human health effects, but is particularly detrimental to the neurological development of children. Lead can affect almost every organ and system in the body.
In 2001, a study published in the American Journal of Public Health, known as the ECHOL study, identified more than 400 former lead smelter sites, which were said to be unknown to federal and state authorities. What actions has the EPA taken to address these former smelter sites?
In August 2012, the EPA created a document outlining its strategy for addressing the 464 former smelter sites to ensure successful completion of any remaining Superfund site assessment work at those locations. And the EPA stated it would consider prioritization of assessments and its necessary cleanups for sites under certain circumstances. Priority sites would include those near where children may gather, sites with potential environmental justice issues, and sites with sample results indicating contamination above risk-based screening levels and background.
And our recent evaluation examined the EPA's response to contamination by historical lead smelters, specifically the sites included in the EPA 2012 strategy for addressing 464 lead smelter sites.
Correct. Our evaluation addressed the following two questions. What has the EPA done to address the sites in its August 2012 lead smelter strategy? And what actions has the EPA taken to inform communities of the potential lead contamination in order to reduce the possibility of exposure?
What were the team's findings?
We found that it took the EPA more than 12 years to complete preliminary site assessment work at the lead smelter sites. The delay occurred for several reasons. There was a lack of EPA criteria for determining whether to accept or reject a site that was brought to the EPA's attention through a method other than a petition from an affected party. This is also referred to in our report as a non-petitioned site. There was an absence of target completion dates for assessing potentially contaminated sites. There was an existing backlog of other sites needing assessment work. And finally, there were limitations in guidance on how to address urban lead contamination. Further, we found that while the EPA communicated with the public on a site-by-site basis where it determined a need, the agency did not publicize its 2012 lead smelter strategy.
What recommendations is the Office of Inspector General making to the agency?
We recommend that the EPA establish a clear process for handling potentially contaminated sites not referred to the EPA by a public petition, and that the EPA reevaluate guidance to ensure that its regional offices are able to efficiently spend resources addressing the highest priority sites. Finally, to increase the transparency and public awareness of the EPA's efforts, we recommend the publication of the EPA's 2012 strategy document and any subsequent findings by the agency.
Why are these recommendations important to the success of improving human health and the environment?
The Office of Inspector General believes that improvements in guidance and procedures for managing the potentially contaminated sites could result in more efficient and effective use of the EPA's limited resources, as well as enhance public health and economic benefits. Furthermore, communicating the 2012 strategy publicly and sharing the results of its implementation could better serve communities and other stakeholders who may have questions about sites near them.
Thank you so much, Jill, for sharing the results of this important evaluation on former lead smelter sites. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.